Yeah, so having a plan, thinking about retirement early, how we're going to spend our time, perhaps some challenges we might face, and thinking about how we might overcome those. You know, thinking about friends or family who have already retired and talking with them about what are some things that I should be thinking about before I retire. Perhaps that can give us a bit of a head start on embracing those challenges that we might face and then thinking about some really positive solutions.
A Kansas State University Extension specialist in adult development and aging says that retirement is one of life's most stressful events, and it's not all tied to retirement savings. Researchers have been exploring retirees' life experiences, and they've found that there are several distinct stages of retirement that retirees face. On today's Sound Living, the ups and downs of retirement. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State Extension Specialist in Adult Development and Aging in the College of Health and Human Sciences, Aaron Martinez, says that it's important to have a plan for when the initial excitement of retirement wears off and you begin to wonder what's next. Aaron, I think the dream is always an opportunity to get to that final stage where we've had a long career, we're ready to retire, but there's also some apprehension along with excitement that comes along with that.
Yeah, so retirement can be a really exciting thing. We've worked so hard throughout our lives and those working years to sort of build up and get to this point. But retirement can also be a difficult transition. It's exciting and wonderful, but also there's some thoughts that go along with it.
I guess we talk about stages of grief, but there's actually some stages that go along with retirement too.
Yeah, so oftentimes people will start off in that honeymoon phase where retirement is that newfound freedom. It's relaxing, engaging in all of those things that we've wanted to engage in for so long. So it's really that happy phase. It's excitement. You're getting out and being able to do all of those things that you've wanted to do with your time.
But then we kind of do all of that, and then we kind of wonder what's next, right?
Yeah, there's definitely that lull that some people can have after they have accomplished their bucket list and have started to check a lot of those things off. So sometimes they might feel bored, perhaps have a lack of a sense of purpose, and just missing that overall stimulation from the workplace, but also that stimulation from, you know, checking off the items on your bucket list.
How do we deal with that when we kind of get to the point where we're somewhat, I guess, disenchanted with the way things are going? How do we kind of work through that phase?
Yeah, so the next phase is reorientation. So during that, retirees will reassess their retirement, engage in new things, and reinvigorate their sense of purpose. So they might at this point develop a more realistic plan for their retirement years.
And some of that really is just kind of maybe fostering some old relationships and new relationships.
Yeah. So after we go through that reorientation phase, we can develop more of a routine and get settled in. So that's when we start to really adapt to that new retired life and feel content with our activities and purpose.
Talk a little bit more about maybe settling in and looking at these new life stages. What are some of the things, I guess, that go through people's minds, or what are some of the things that they really try to accomplish?
So after we've experienced that honeymoon phase, we're starting to settle in, there's a lot of things that people do want to accomplish. And some of that includes living a healthier lifestyle, also thinking about what their future holds and how to prepare for that. There's a lot of thoughts and processes that can go into that, as well as, you know, really, how do I enjoy spending my time? How do I not stretch myself too thin? How do I fit all of these things that I want to do into my day? But perhaps we don't know exactly what we want to do. So there's also that time of contemplation.
I think what I'm hearing you saying is we really need to think about retirement. Probably even before we get to the retirement stage, we need to start going through some of this and really planning out the next 15, 20 years of our life, maybe longer.
Yeah, absolutely. So something that's interesting and we hear quite often with retirement is, you know, you retire, you have all these aspirations for doing all of these fun things. And then it's, okay, now what? So preparing ahead of time can be really valuable because you're thinking about, you know, what do I want to do beyond that? You're preparing yourself for all of that time that you're going to have. But it's really important to think about that beforehand because Quite frankly, we might be completely blindsided by all of the time that's, you know, suddenly available to us.
That is an interesting point because we do spend so many hours of our day working. The other is probably sleeping. And sometimes we're around the house for maybe just 2, 3, 4 hours a day. But when we retire, suddenly we're there all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, at first that might be great. But eventually, you might experience some boredom or be a little lonely, just not really know what to do. Perhaps you've, you know, gotten those gardening projects going and you've been tackling those projects around the house. But essentially, what are we going to do to keep entertaining ourselves and stay active and engaged in the community? And that can be a difficult thing. But the earlier we start thinking about that and what our goals are going into retirement, the better.
Sometimes this boils down to hobbies and what your interests are. You might be able to volunteer locally.
Yeah. So volunteering locally is an amazing thing to do. And the research actually shows that the majority of volunteers are older adults who are retired. And so, first of all, if you're kind of nervous about volunteering and, you know, am I going to know anybody? What is this going to look like? Rest assured that some of the people that you're going to be volunteering alongside will likely be in a similar life stage as you. So think about those things that you really enjoy. Perhaps think about those major issues in your community, the biggest difference you can make, and engage in those things to help other people.
Yeah, I know that a lot of the volunteers in the 4-H program are retirees.
Yeah, 4-H benefits so much from older adults, and I know those intergenerational relationships are so valuable, connecting young kids with older adults, connecting their parents with older adults. There's so many benefits to those relationships, and what a fantastic opportunity for young people to learn from individuals who have more experience and wisdom and things to pass down onto that next generation.
It's kind of also a nice way to make yourself feel young, too, to be around the younger people and the excitement that they have when they're working on a project. I think that does kind of make everybody feel a little bit younger when you're around younger people.
Yeah, so the more active and engaged you are, ultimately, the healthier you're going to be, both physically, mentally, emotionally. It's going to benefit everyone involved. But think about this, if you're sitting at home and not doing a whole lot, or if you're out and about in the community, engaging with others, helping others, I think the latter is probably going to make us feel a little bit more fulfilled and giving us that really important purpose in life.
We often think a lot about money as part of our retirement goal. Granted, that's a huge part that we need to take care of, but really the social and what we're going to do from there on is equally as important.
Yeah, and that's something that people, quite frankly, just don't talk about. So much of retirement is focused on finances, which, like you said, those are incredibly important. But overall, like, finances really aren't your day-to-day. These social aspects are. So it's so critical that we're thinking about that. How are we going to spend our time? What do those relationships look like? How do we want to give back to our community? You know, we need to think beyond finances and start to make that conversation the norm rather than retirement just focusing on money.
We talked a lot about volunteering. There's a lot of social clubs as well that you can join, organizations within the community, maybe even going to the senior center from time to time. Those are things that we maybe need to start planning for and working into our schedule. And then finding the things that really maybe fit our personalities or what we like to do.
Yeah, so the senior center, we often hear, you know, oh, that's that place for those old people. But that is the farthest thing from the truth. Just the other day, I was over at the senior center in our community, and it is just filled with vibrant people who are active and engaged, doing all sorts of different activities, sharing meals together, having card clubs. You know, there's all sorts of just puzzles and fun things around in the area. But they're also doing, you know, exercise classes and learning new things. And we were over doing some nutrition workshops. So just learning more about new things that we can put into our diet as we age and, you know, how our taste buds change. And so it was just a really fun way to talk about new ways to incorporate fun things into our diet. But that's just one example of some great things that are going on at your local senior center. And I really encourage you to, you know, push that stereotype aside that it isn't just for those old people.
Extension also has a lot of programs that they do that really focus on older adults.
There's so many things that Extension engages in that includes older adults, as we were talking about earlier, the 4-H volunteers. But we also have a lot of programs focusing on strength training, fall prevention, thinking about retirement, as we're talking about right now, thinking about Alzheimer's disease and brain health. There's so many things that are critical to our health and well-being that Extension is focusing on in order to improve the lives of older adults and their families.
And while the socialization is important and getting out as often as you can, some of these things can even be done online now. And another misconception, older people do know how to use their phones. They do know how to use computers.
Yeah, technology, especially since COVID, has really ramped up. And the incoming sort of generations of older adults, you know, these are people who used computers and technology, you know, throughout their years in the workforce. And so I think we oftentimes have that stereotype and we need to push that aside and realize that older adults are capable of using technology, even if they really haven't before. So there's some great ways to interact with people, to teach them technology, but also to include them in your technology-based programs. There's some things that Extension has provided with some ongoing groups working on caregiving and caregiving support through the Powerful Tools for Caregivers program. So there's a lot of ways that even if you're not mobile or, you know, you're just unable to get to the Extension office for a program, you can still engage via technology.
It sounds like retirement is something that, as we mentioned at the beginning, causes anxiety, excitement. And again, it's just one of those things that we need to have a plan for.
Yeah, so having a plan, thinking about retirement early, how we're going to spend our time, perhaps some challenges we might face and thinking about how we might overcome those. You know, thinking about friends or family who have already retired and talking with them about what are some things that I should be thinking about before I retire. Perhaps that can give us a bit of a head start on embracing those challenges that we might face and then thinking about some really positive solutions.
I know a lot of people move closer to their children if they have them. That is something that people do take into consideration is the possibility of leaving a community that they've been in for a while and moving someplace new.
Yes, yeah, so we see some increased numbers of older adults who are moving after retirement, whether that's to be closer to their children or other family members. Sometimes we see those snowbirds who want that second residence or primary residence down in those warmer climates. So that is a common thing. But that can also really be a struggle if you've lived in the same community your whole life or for a large portion of your life. And so while that is exciting, we also need to make sure that we're prepared to navigate the emotional strain and sort of roller coaster that can come with that. But what an exciting opportunity to be able to join family, friends, join a new community. So it is a wonderful thing, but it may not be the most wonderful thing for everyone. So, you know, working through, is this right for me? What could this look like? Those are, again, some things to think about.
Communication always key no matter what you're doing.
Absolutely. We always need to be communicating, particularly with a spouse or partner, our adult children, you know, thinking about these things, making informed decisions. All of that is so important.
And if people want more information, they can visit the Extension office. There's publications online that they can check out.
Absolutely. So your Extension agent will always have great information to connect you with. If they don't have that expertise themselves, they are more than happy to connect you with experts on the topic. And then people in the community who are able to work through these types of things. So, for example, the senior center and learning more about what they're able to provide. So always use your Extension office as a resource, and they have access to those online publications that are talking about tips for managing life after retirement.
That's K-State Extension Specialist in Adult Development and Aging in the College of Health and Human Sciences, Aaron Martinez, with information on managing the ups and downs of retirement. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.